lots of things happening over the next month, as I'm sure you'd understand. There are numerous leaflets at the back which detail all our services and also the films and get-togethers and things like that. So, and also they're on the overhead, so I'm not going to run through those now. It is the Christmas Fest on Tuesday, and you are all welcome to come along. It's a musical evening, and you can just, it's not a concert. You just drop in and out as you want, and refreshments will be served. We're collecting warm clothes on the 7th of December, which I think, my brain's a bit scrambled here, but I think that's next week. Please, can you bring anything that you're about to discard or no longer want? And they will be donated to local families in need. Stephen will be starting an Advent study group at the manse on Wednesdays for the following 3 weeks. It will start this week, and if anybody's interested in joining, please could you let him know. And Mandy has some invitations for the service for the bereaved, which will take place on the December the 14th. Please see her afterwards if you would like an invitation to that. And now I think Stephen is ready to lead us in our worship.
Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's good to be here with you sharing in worship. Just to reiterate those two notices that Christine mentioned. I'm hoping to set up a Advent study group, and that is starting on Wednesday. So it's Wednesday evening at 7:30. It's at the manse, which is 37 Ivy Road, by the way. You know, some of you might not know. But if you're interested, please let me know. It doesn't matter if you can't make all three of them. You know, if you can only make a couple, then that's wonderful. But you're invited to that. And we'll be doing this the study, A Child is Born, which I'll also be leading the Monday morning Bible study group in, well, two sessions there. So, you're welcome to join us for that. And also, with regards to the bereavement service, as Christine mentioned, Mandy has invitations. Now, to that, and that is on the 14th, good, of December. Now, you can take one if you would like to have one to remind yourself. But also, if you know of someone who you think might want to be invited to that, you know, please take the invitation, and it saves you then having to say all the details. So please do that. And so we're at the start of Advent. How, good grief, how did that happen? So our first Sunday of Advent, and we've got our Advent candles, and we're looking at the theme over Advent of Jesus being the Prince of Peace and giving peace to different aspects of our lives. So the coming of the Prince of Peace. So if we could have our first Advent candle lit, please.
I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Lord Jesus, Prince of Peace, shine your light in our hearts. Bring your peace to troubled minds. May the flame of this this candle, remind us that your peace is not just the absence of conflict, but the presence of your love and justice. Come, Prince of Peace.
And so with the first candle lit, we welcome the season of Advent with expectation and hope. And we're going to sing a wonderful Advent hymn of speaking of this expectation and hope. O come, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes of Sinai sent, in ancient times this gift. If the Lord in cloud and majesty, king and all, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, O rod of Jesse, free your own from Satan's tyranny, from depths of hell your people save, and give them victory over grave. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, O King of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close to rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, O day spring, come and cheer our spirits by your advent here. Christmas red gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow full to fly. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Let us pray. Glory be to you, Lord God,
King of the universe. Glory be to you, Lord God, dwelling in light and majesty. Glory be to you, Lord God, beyond our highest thoughts. Glory be to you, Lord God, giver of light and life. Glory be to you from the company of heaven, who see you face to face. Glory be to you from your people on earth, who have seen your salvation. Glory be to you, Lord God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And a prayer of confession, where we say sorry to God. Almighty Lord, in Jesus you have called us to walk as children of the light, but we have preferred our own way, the way of darkness. We have not been willing to let the light of Christ into every part of our lives. We have not been willing to respond with wholehearted obedience and total dedication. Forgive us, because we find it easy to profess faith, but hard to translate it into action. Because we say so much, but do so little. By your renewing love, grant us assurance of pardon and strength to live up to our calling. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now we're going to sing a song called Praise is Rising. I gather you don't know this, although it's in Singing the Faith, and I've known it for years. It's a lovely, lovely song. So I'm going to ask Steve and Zoe to play it through once to let you know, to give you an idea of how it goes. And then I'll try and lead you in singing it.
If I can offer a top tip, there's more pauses than you think when you sing it.
Please stand as you are able.
Praise is rising, eyes are turning to you. we turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. We long for you. When we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. We turn to you. In your kingdom, lives and lives now make you. You make see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna. You are the God who saves us. Worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna. Come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
Please be seated. And well done. You did well with that. So well done. And so now we're looking today. There's many. If you look at the, if you read the Christmas stories in Luke and Matthew, and actually I would recommend that you do. Throughout Advent, read the Christmas stories, you notice, actually, there's not a lot said about Jesus himself, but there's a whole lot of activity around him, and he's the centre, in some ways, of that activity, and there's a lot of people that are involved in the Christmas narrative. And so we're looking today, or I'm looking today, I don't know about you, but I'm looking today at Zechariah and Elizabeth and the journey they went on. Okay.
So the reading this morning is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 1 to 25. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled amongst us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well on in years. Once, when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people of Israel will be bring back to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well on in years." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When the time of his service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people."
Continuing to read verses 57 to 66. The birth of John the Baptist. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbours and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like the name to be, to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately, his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. Amen.
Thank you. And now we're going to sing "Longing for Light, We Wait in Darkness," hymn number 706 in Singing the Faith. Please stand as you are able.
Longing for light, we wait in darkness. Longing for truth, we turn to you. Make us your own, your holy people, light for the world to see. Christ, be our light, shine in our heart, shine through the darkness. Christ, be our light, shine in your church, gather today. Longing for peace, our world is troubled. Longing for hope, many despair. Your word alone has power to save us, making your living voice. Christ, be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ, be our light, shine in your church, gathered today. Longing for food, many are hungry. Longing for water, many still thirst. Make us your bread, broken for others, shed until all are fed. Christ, be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ, be our light, shine in your church, gather today. Longing for shelter, many are homeless. Longing for warmth, many are cold. Make us your building, sheltering others, walls made of living stone. Christ, be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ, be our light, shine in your church, gathered today. Many the gifts, many the people, many the hearts that yearn to belong. Let us be servants to one another, making your kingdom come. Christ, be our light, shine in our hearts, shine through the darkness. Christ, be our light, shine in your church, gathered today.
And if we could have the PowerPoint up, Andy. Thanks. All right, Zechariah and Elizabeth. As I say, I'm looking at people within the birth narrative of Jesus. And in some ways, these are Zechariah and Elizabeth are actually sort of like, your cousin twice removed, something like that in terms of connection with Jesus. Because in some ways, we're not directly talking about Jesus with Zechariah and Elizabeth. It's actually John, who will be known as John the Baptist. He's the one who prepares a way for Jesus. But it's interesting how this story goes. And I see a sort of faith journey for Zechariah and Elizabeth linked to the coming of Jesus. So, where shall we start? Next one, please. Know him? Date us. Victor Meldrew drew from One Foot in the Grave, and what was his stock phrase? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Have there ever been situations that you faced where you have said or thought, I don't believe it? I mean, they could be situations where the news is too good to be true, like a check from HMRC. Or I can remember the time when I was watching the news and they were showing the breaking down of the Berlin Wall. I thought, that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. I just can't believe that this is happening. Too good to be true. Too good to believe. And in some ways, Zechariah was in this situation. He was a priest, a very prominent priest. And Luke, in his writings, notes that he was upright, as was Elizabeth, his wife, upright in the sight of God, and observed God's commandments blamelessly, Luke says. And here, in this story, we have a situation where, Zechariah, by lot, has one of the highest honours. As a priest, he is to go into the Holy of Holies in the temple. Only one priest was allowed to go in there. One time in the year, it was that holy. And he was cast lot to do that. And so he was to go into the Holy of Holies to burn the incense. So we gather from what Luke says about Zechariah that he was a man of faith. And then an angel appears in the Holy of Holies. And notice, actually, that this is in the context of prayer and worship. People are praying and worshipping outside the Holy of Holies as Zechariah is burning incense. And the angel appears beside the altar. And what does Zechariah do? Well, he doesn't say, oh, it's you. I think as with all of us, he's startled by it and he's frightened. What is this person, this thing doing here? And what does it mean? And the angel says to him, "Do not be afraid." He's settling Zechariah's mind. Do not be afraid. And there's a number of times that the angels will say that to people, to settle their minds, to give peace. Do not be afraid, he says. For I have some great news to bring to you, the angel says. You know, the prayers that you've been praying, you and Elizabeth, you know, the ones to have a child, to asking God for a child. Well, after all these years, he's going to give you one. And more to the point, this guy's going to be special. So special, I want you to call him John, which means the Lord is gracious. And he's going to do some amazing stuff. But most important of all, he's going to prepare his people for the coming of the Messiah. And of course, Zechariah goes, "Yes, yes, great, wonderful." No, he doesn't. He goes, "You must be kidding me. Elizabeth and I are too old." Well, what Zechariah says is, "I'm too old and Elizabeth is well on in her years." Very diplomatic. How can this be? How can this happen? Now, in some ways, there's a sort of parallel going all the way back to early in Genesis to Abraham. And Abraham having two angels visit him, and they say that Sarah is going to have a child. And in that case, it sounds like Abraham believes, but Sarah, who overhears, chuckles to herself and says, "Surely not." But here, Zechariah, the priest, the man of faith, the one who righteously obeys all God's commands, says, "How can I be sure of this? Give me a sign." Next one, please. Perhaps I'm too old, perhaps even believing that he and Elizabeth were too old to do all this for God. You see, he can believe in a God who works with others in the Bible. But with him and Elizabeth in life? So the angel gives him proof, a sign. Tells him who he is. "I am the angel Gabriel," he says. And tells him where he's come from. "I've come from God's presence." And he tells him why he's come. "I have been sent to give you good news." And so the angel says, "Okay, right, a sign you want. Okay then, here's a sign. Your mouth's going to be shut up. You can't say a word, and you won't be able to say a word until after John's born." I don't think that was a sign Zechariah was hoping for. Mind you, I think it was a sign that Elizabeth would have prayed for. Here we have a godly man who cannot believe that God has such a purpose in his life. But God sticks with him and works to fulfill his purpose in him and through Elizabeth. Maybe he thought that his time was done, but God had other ideas. Meanwhile, in contrast, I would say, his wife Elizabeth seems to believe in God's promise, although she didn't have that revelation directly. Her faith seems to be a quiet but strong one. And later, she has Mary, the mother of Jesus, with her. Now, perhaps sometimes we may feel that God is done with us or has passed us by, that he hasn't got any significant purpose for us, although we may have led a good life. Perhaps we may think that God won't work his miracles through us or through our church. I mean, we can see it happen with others. But us? Do you feel that God has no purpose for you? Because the good news is that God does have a purpose for you. And at times, we need to be open to God's voice, to his direction, and let God do his work in us and through us. But sometimes we're required to take a step of faith. No, it's all right. Could you go back to the one? I think I got you early on this. Step of faith. Now, how many of you have tried this? Yeah, a few of us. Okay, what's the most scary bit of it? It's actually going over the edge. Yeah, it's actually going over the edge. It's sort of taking that first step back and leaning back, hoping that someone's got that rope. Because after that, after taking that initial step back, it's relatively easy to go down. After all, you've got gravity helping you. But it's taking that first step. Requires faith and trust. Now, over that time, between those two readings, was about 9 months. And in that 9 months, you have Mary visiting Elizabeth, Mary pregnant with Jesus, visiting Elizabeth. And you've got a wonderful conversation between them and a wonderful prayer by both Elizabeth. And then you jump to the time where John is born, the fulfillment of the angel's promise to Zechariah. Zechariah and Elizabeth see their longing fulfilled. And notice then, when John comes to be circumcised and so given his name, the tradition was that the firstborn would be given the name of the father, of their father. So he should have been Zachariah, son of Zachariah. But Elizabeth breaks with tradition. And it would have been a very courageous act for her to stand up as a woman in Jewish society at that time, to stand up and say, no, we are going to call him John. Don't forget, it's God's message. God is gracious. And everyone goes, ooh. They all sort of mutter and chunter in the background. Ooh, I don't know about that. Ooh, dear. Oh, dear. Don't think we can do let that. Let's go for a second opinion. Zachariah, they say. Who do you want to, John to be called? Who do you want this child to be called? Elizabeth says, John. That's a funny name. What do you want him to be called? And Zachariah then takes this step of faith. He writes out, his name is John. It's there on the tablet. And it's a step of faith Zachariah makes. Because yes, he declares he believes what Gabriel said to him that God would do. Because he has seen what God has done for him now in the face of John, his son. But he also steps out in faith because he declares by naming him John that he believes in the promise of for the future of what John will do and who John is preparing Israel for. And that is Jesus. So he takes that step of faith. And as he does that, he's able to speak again. Notice that it's only when he has taken that step of faith he is able to speak again. And he regains his voice after making this statement. At times, we need to take steps of faith in our lives and in our churches so that we can see God working and move on in our faith. So where is God asking you to take a step of faith over this Advent period? So we've got the start of the journey, disbelief. The middle of the journey, the step of faith, and then we arrive at the destination, belief. And from that statement, we recognize a transformation. We see a childless couple become parents against all odds. We see sadness turn to joy. We see, for Zachariah, doubt turn to belief. And Zachariah goes on from then to overflowing with the Holy Spirit and joy and declaring a wonderful prophetic song, which I won't go into now. But it's amazing. And from that point onwards, John is marked out as being special and as being a messenger of God. We don't hear anything more about Zechariah or Elizabeth after that. In some ways, you could almost say they had a walk-on part in Jesus' life, but it was a vitally important part. So over this coming Advent season, where is God wanting you to play your part in his coming through Jesus? Amen. And so now we stand and sing, Great is the Darkness.
Is the darkness that covers the earth, oppression, injustice, and pain. Nations are slipping in hopeless despair. Watching while sanity dies, touched by the madness and lies. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, pour out your spirit, we pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, pour out your spirit on us today. May now your church, full of power and love, this glorious gospel proclaim. In every nation, salvation will come to those who believe in your name. Help us bring light to this world, that we might speed your return. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, pour out your spirit, we pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, pour out your spirit on us today. Celebrations on that final day, when out of the heaven you come. Darkness will vanish, all sorrow will end, and rulers will bow at your throne. Our great commission complete, then face to face we shall meet. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, pour out your Spirit, we pray. Come, Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, pour out your Spirit on us today.
Please be seated. So for our prayers for others, there is a response. When I say, come, Lord Jesus, if you can respond with, come, Lord Jesus. So that's, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. In joyful expectation of his coming to reign, we pray to our Lord, saying, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to your world as King of the nations. We pray for the many nations and communities that are in conflict. We pray for Gaza and Israel, for Ukraine and Russia, for Sudan, and many other places. We pray that you may bring, that you may guide the rulers to serve their people wisely and justly, with mercy, but also to seek peace. For before you, rulers will stand in silence. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to your church as Lord and Judge. We pray for our church here in Poynton. We thank you for this coming season of Advent, a time of opportunity for us to share and to witness to your love that comes through Jesus. We pray for all the work that goes on here. And we also pray for the work of the churches throughout the Macclesfield circuit. Remember especially Langley Methodist Church this Sunday. Help us to live in the light of your coming, and give us a longing to do your will. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to your people as Saviour and bearer of pain. We pray for those who are struggling due to illness, whether physical or mental. We pray for those who are lonely. For those facing financial difficulty or homelessness. And we remember and lift up to you Marion, who is unwell at this moment.
Enfold us all in your love and mercy. Wipe away the tears of failure, fear, and distress. And set us free to serve you forever. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to us from heaven with power and great glory, and lift us up to meet you, where with all your saints and angels we will live with you forever. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Now a prayer for the offertory which we have made outside. Lord, at this time of Advent, we thank you for your coming and the great news of your coming in Jesus. And we ask that you receive the money that we offer, but also our lives, and ask that you may use them in your service and for your glory. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we come to share in communion together. Going to share the peace together, so please share it as you feel comfortable with. So I will in a minute say, the peace of the Lord be with you, and your response is, and also with you. May the God of peace make you holy and keep you free from every fault, and wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Let us share the peace together. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. And so we say together the things in the words in the bold print. Let us pray. Lord, we come to your table, trusting in your mercy and not in any goodness of our own. We are not worthy even to gather up the crumbs under your table, but it is your nature always to have mercy, and on that we depend. So feed us with the body and blood of your Son, that we may forever live in him and he in us. Amen. Thank you. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord our God. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. God of all glory and light of our salvation, we offer you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. By your living word, you called all things into being, breathed into life the desire of your heart, and shaped us in your own likeness. Though we rejected your love, you did not give us up or cease to fashion our salvation. You made a covenant to be our God, spoke to us through the prophets, and prepared the way for our redemption. We praise you that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord of eternity, announced by angels and born of Mary, to become incarnate, fulfilling the promise of your salvation. And so we offer our praise with all your people on earth and in heaven. With a full chorus of your creation, we proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise you, Lord God, King of the universe, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, saying, "Take this and eat it. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come in glory. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Recalling his death and his resurrection, and in obedience to his command, we celebrate the offering of his eternal sacrifice until he comes again. Through him, our priest and king, accept us as a living sacrifice, a people for your praise. Generous and holy God, pour out your Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Refashion us in your image, that we may be found ready at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessing and honour, glory and power be yours, O Lord, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. The cup we take is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Happy are those who share in the banquet. So we come to giving out communion. Please feel free to come up and receive it, for God's love is open to all. Whatever, wherever you are in your faith journey, please feel free to come and receive. And
to remind myself how we do it here, I'll just tell you what how you receive the bread and wine. So if you come down, if you are able, to the front, I will give you the bread, and there will be two stewards on either side, well, one steward on either side of me, and you can go either way to collect the wine. And there are trays there to put your empty glasses. But please don't feel embarrassed if you happen to take the glass with you. That's fine. We'll collect it later, no problem. Also, we do have gluten-free bread. So if you just, well, if you indicate to me, I will give it to you. The true bread of heaven gives life to the world. Come, all who are hungry, come and eat. Come, all who are thirsty, come and drink. Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you.
Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for feeding us with the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation. Keep us in your grace, and in the coming of Christ in glory, bring us with your saints into the life of your kingdom. Amen. We sing together, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. After our prayer of blessing, you're welcome to join us for refreshments, in the coffee room, or you can bring your drinks in here as well. So may the Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon us and prepare our hearts and souls to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be ours now and always. Amen. The day of the Lord is surely coming. Be faithful in worship, unwavering in hope, fervent in the work of God's kingdom, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Please be seated.